You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. When I spoke to Ashley Capps about this year's Big Ears Festival, he mentioned a comment John Pareles made in the New York Times that Big Ears was a festival that was about mapping connections. Looking at this year's eclectic lineup, I asked him what the connections were between the avant-garde jazz group, the Sun Ra Orchestra, the Celtic Chamber Group, the Gloaming, and new classical composer John Luther Adams.
Oh, you're trying to trip me up, Mr. Diliberto. We are mapping connections, I think, but there's not necessarily one logical degree of separation between one act or the other. The Sun Ra Orchestra, you know, there's a certain connection there between them and Yola Tango.
Yola Tango actually covered a Sun Ra song, Nuclear War.
They're talking about nuclear war.
You have Hieroglyphic Being, you know, a Chicago house DJ who's taking that into a whole different realm. His collaboration with Marshall Allen from the Sun Ra Orchestra, it's a constellation. I would just say it's all great music. Is that a cop-out?
Not really. It's just the dance the modern music lover does in the interconnected, cross-generational, genre-bursting world of Big Ears. This year's festival is centered by the works of John Luther Adams, the Pulitzer Prize and Grammy Award winning composer, whose work is always tied to the environment, sometimes musically, sometimes philosophically, sometimes literally, and often all of the above.
I was very intrigued by his deep affinity for the outdoors, for the environment, and the link between, you know, the music that he was writing and the environment.
In another connection, John Luther Adams says that it maps to the spirit of John Cage.
Absolutely. I often speak of Cage as the first great ecological composer. He opened our ears to the music all around us. As Cage pointed out, most of what we hear in the world around us is noise. What happens if we regard that sound, that noise, as music? Well, suddenly the whole world becomes music. That's become a touchstone for really everything I do.
There will certainly be a lot of noise at Big Ears. Laurie Anderson will be curating a nearly five-hour performance of Drones by her late husband, Lou Reed.
It's an installation. It's called Drones. Stuart Hurwood, who's Lou Reed's longtime guitar tech, basically performs the piece, for lack of a better word, on Lou's guitars and amplifiers. And then Laurie is also going to curate performers coming in to play with the drones, and we're also planning on a late night drone jam.
Laurie Anderson will also be performing with Philip Glass. Despite being contemporaries and friends in New York's downtown scene for decades, they only just started working together, and Laurie isn't sure what their Big Ears performance may entail. But it might include the voice of Laurie's husband, Lou Reed.
Phil said, is there something that Lou did that is just a vocal that we could play with? And I was like, oh, I'm not sure I want to do that. He said, well, you know, how about, you know, we could play with our dead friends. I was like, oh, I'm not sure that's a good idea. And he said, why don't you just go to your studio now and see if you have something? I said, you mean run back to my studio? Yeah, just run back to the studio and see if you have something. So I did, and I found a really beautiful piece in which Lou's vocal is very prominent, and the other instrumentation is a little bit more in the background. So it's a hair-raising song called Junior Dad. So I brought that to the rehearsal, and we played with it, this kind of very intense recording. The whole time I was playing, I was looking down because I was afraid I would look up and I would not see Lou, because it was very, very real. It was just like playing with him. So I thought, well, that was really intense. And so we might do that one again. We'll see.
And then I saw Lola Bell's face. And she had this brand new expression. First was the realization that she was prey, and that these birds had come to kill her.
Big Ears remains the most civilized festival in the country, and Ashley Capps has gone even further to continue that. The big evening performances have the Tennessee Theater by Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson, Andrew Bird, and John Luther Adams are all separate tickets. It wasn't necessarily done to make more money.
They're all shows that we felt like deserved a certain amount of focus and attention. We wanted a certain level of commitment from people who are there, and not so much in and out that could distract from the appreciation and experience of the performances.
Ashley Capps isn't just a concert promoter, he comes to it as a fan. You'd be hard-pressed to find another rock promoter in the country who will cherish the avant-garde rock sound of the German artists Faust and Tony Conrad.
This year we got the opportunity to do, you know, not only Tony Conrad's solo performances, but also the performance of Outside the Dream Syndicate with Faust, which, you know, was one of those defining records for me as a young music aficionado.
As there was in last year's festival, there's sure to be some loud music, like the post-rock band The Swans. They left my ears deafened for hours. When I asked Ashley Capps if anything will top that, he doesn't hesitate.
I think we could all be very confident that the loudest show will be Sun O. You know, it's possible that it'll be Outside the Dream Syndicate, but I'm pretty sure it'll be Sun O.
From dissonant noise to the sounds of nature, ambient chamber music to electronic experiments, Celtic music to free jazz, it's all part of 2016's Big Ears Festival, happening the weekend of March 31st through April 3rd. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.